This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Wednesday, the 16th of November. I'm Alex Ritson. Time for a look now at what's been happening on the US markets. Following a seven-day winning streak, the Dow Jones Index fell today. I asked Douglas McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street why it had happened.
That maybe that there's so much traffic tied up in New York with the Trump protests that some of those midtown businesses are going to go bankrupt. I don't know. The news out today that was, I think, most interesting is that the International Energy Agency said that the world's thirst for oil would continue past 2040, which I think shocked a lot of people.
Is this in any way due to Donald Trump becoming the U.S. president, Donald Trump being a noted climate change denier?
I think this report was probably finished before that happened, but that could add to it. This was like a 667-page report, but as you know, energy stocks have benefited also because of Mr. Trump. So there's two pieces of news to help the energy sector.
The biggest faller on the U.S. stock market was, well, it's not one that normally falls a great deal, Goldman Sachs, the most noted investment bank of them all.
It may be that the banks have rallied just such a crazy amount in most cases that I think some people are starting to take profits in that sector. As you know, most of the stocks have gone up a lot because of Trump. It's purely speculation, so it may be dawning on some people that they're pulling the trigger too fast. Probably the major thing right now is, from the standpoint of the stock markets, is who becomes the Treasury Secretary. It could be somebody very, very odd, or it could be somebody like Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan. But I think if you're asking what's the market interested in terms of appointments, it's the Treasury Secretary.
Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. So at the end of the trading day, the Dow Jones down 0.3% at 18,868. In London, the 100 share index down 0.6% by the close. It finished at 67.49. On the New York currency markets, the euro down 0.4 cents at $1.69. The pound trading at $1.24.4.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.